Did I skip you? Oh. Didn't mean to skip you. Sorry, Art. You were on the list, written down right here.
It's okay. All those abalone farmers look alike.
Thank you very much. We heard in the private interviews that all of you lacked things to do. You didn't have jobs. You didn't have an active social life, and you needed your time consumed over the next 5 or 6 months. And so accordingly, we are consuming your time. And I just want to tell you on behalf of the task force, we deeply appreciate your willingness to sacrifice what will be a considerable amount of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of effort to make this possible.
First, let me just start by saying that I'm actually incredibly humbled to be here because I've just seen in the last couple hours the intensity and the commitment and the professionalism that each and every one of you brings to this process.
I just have to take an opportunity to fully agree with Steve Scheiblauer's comments.
Steve, this is your big chance to agree with Jesus.
I agree with the last things Jesus said.
Is it on? It's not on.
It's on. Just.
Don will be our guest keyboarder today for this portion of our program.
One fellow said that he learned everything important in kindergarten and that his commitment was to play nice with others.
Gordon, did you have a comment?
No, I don't think I do.
Good. Ray. No. Art. Sorry. Yeah, I know.
For point of information, I would like the 19th first species read out here so we know exactly what species we're talking about.
Are you asking me to recite the 19 species right now, John?
Quickly?
Then Paul is going to bring in other regional stakeholder group members in his
piece. I'll tell everybody that.
Okay.
Just on behalf of the Blue Ribbon Task Force, I want to thank you for the many hours that you have already put in and the many hours that I know you're going to put in. We take the involvement of the stakeholders very seriously.
And I just want to say I very, very strongly support your effort. And I thank all of you for what you are trying to do.
Such a chatty group. Chat, chat.
I think I've just stumbled upon a part of the Milosh doctrine here of minimizing words and things here.
So I think some of these shortcomings, some of the things you may fear, can in fact in some ways be your friend and help you to propel you to decisions that really will honor one another. And I just encourage you to hold that opportunity before you. I've seen it work over and over, and I know you can do it here.
Rick.
Yeah, this what if this morning, so we have 4 hours, I think, to go through the existing MPAs and fill out our forms and put in the concepts. At the risk of having you think somebody spiked my coffee, what if some work group comes up, exhausts, you know, the alternatives or concepts in the forms and or comes to a consensus? What happens? Do we get to go to the beach for another hour or two?
Well, first of all, the IT will be incredibly impressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we may go with you to the beach. If that happens, we'll cross that bridge when that situation presents itself.
If that happens, we'll send you right into the other group to finish that as well.
That was a negative incentive, I think. I think we ought to look at positive incentives.
Just let me reassure you, we have no intention of letting this process go on to your retirement or even past happy hour tonight.
And you know, I want to jump in there, and maybe Neil can too, looking around the table. You just completed in what was a very painless hour what took 6 months in Channel Islands.
Outstanding. Congratulations.
not a my understanding is that we don't have to, the process doesn't have to come forward with three completely different alternatives. There could be a base of agreement and then some mm-hmm. MPAs that folks don't agree on. So I just don't want Eric to feel like it's not even worth trying because we're going to end up with three alternatives and who knows which one they'll pick. I think, you know, we could come up with three alternatives that have 75% right. commonality and then, you know, some areas
on that.
There are preferences of different groups.
I just want to hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
You can do it alone.
We can do that, Eric. Darby.
I just want to second that. I think we're very close to coming up with something with all back. Talking to the members from the other Southern group and what we had in ours, I think we're close. We can come up with something.
That's great.
I'm sorry. I think Eric's got a good point.
Can we do any better than that? Should we adjourn now?
Should we seize victory?
Fishing if you want. Come on down and go fishing with us.
All right.